I'm Eve Abrams. This is Wetlands Radio, a series about coastal restoration. Episode 3, The Birth of Coastal Restoration. Back in the 1960s and 70s, the petroleum industry in Louisiana was booming. New businesses sprung up, building barges, supplying equipment, cooking meals for tens of thousands of people whose lives were transformed by new and lucrative jobs in gas and oil. The money flowed to banks, real estate, car dealerships, you name it. Oil and gas was great for Louisiana's economy, until it wasn't. By 1983, there was so much oil flooding the marketplace that the price per barrel across the globe plummeted. In Louisiana, this meant hundreds of companies went out of business or went bankrupt. Thousands of people lost their jobs. This was the bust for oil, but in a way, it was the birth of coastal restoration.
The Coastal Restoration Program is basically a mitigation program for decades and decades of land use decisions that extracted value from these lands and waters and put nothing back.
Mark Davis is an environmental lawyer, has been for decades. Picture silver hair and wireframe glasses.
This was a time of atonement, if you will, for the past, and that the future must be approached differently.
Mark's a water expert in Southeast Louisiana. In other words, the guy you want to talk to learn how coastal restoration became a thing.
It wasn't because a governor woke up one day and said, oh my goodness, the coast is in trouble. No president did that, no senator. It was really people pointing the way.
So are you saying that coastal restoration is happening because of a consortium of individuals with good intentions and good ideas?
It's the only reason it's happening.
The coast also needs restoring because of people.
For many, many years, we've viewed wetlands in particular as a wasteland, a place that you should do anything you could to extract value from. I mean, we're dealing with a landscape that was dominated, particularly by people who never questioned that it was the right thing to do.
And there are those who will point to the Bible and say that we were given that right.
You may remember Al DuVernay, retired paleontologist from episode 1, retired from Shell Oil Company, as a matter of fact. Anyway, he's talking here about this belief that God gave the earth to humans to rule and manage.
Dominion. And that is such a bastardization of that word. Because dominion over the creatures, the plants, and the earth and all that kind of stuff has nothing to do with destroying it.
Which is precisely what we've been doing. So, back in the 80s...
What became the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana was born out of the collapse of the oil patch, when people went back trying to make lives as fishermen, as guides, as this or that, and they found things weren't where they had been. You had to travel farther to find the fish. Alligator eggs weren't where they were. If you were going to be a guide, well, you needed a new map. And also, as people lost their good paying jobs in the oil industry, they not only went back looking for work, they went back finding trouble. Families were under stress. Alcoholism went up. Really, coastal restoration, in many ways, was first really felt in social services.
Meanwhile, for the first time, scientists started noticing vast changes on the coast.
There's a gentleman, New Orleans guy as well, Woody Gagliano is his name, and he did a lot for helping us understand the scale of the problem.
Don Bosch, retired marine scientist and ecosystems expert, says back in the early 70s, Gagliano
did for the first time the systemic surveys of land change over the whole coast using satellite imagery and so on. And when you total it up, I mean, it was enormous.
So much land was disappearing. People could see it.
It was fishers, it was environmentalists, it was local government people who came to the realization that something was happening and no one was paying attention to it. In part because It was nobody's legal responsibility to.
So with a tremendous amount of effort, this broad consortium of people changed that.
In 1989, we passed the foundational laws that we're still working with today to restore the coast. And then in 1991, we passed the Coastal Wetlands Planning Protection and Restoration Act, QIPRET, which made it the federal government's business to partner with the state.
For over three decades now, it's been Louisiana's official business to restore the coast. But what does that mean?
Yeah, you know, semantics is a tricky business.
Aldo Rene, retired paleontologist.
Because when you say restore, what does that mean? Does that mean that I want to make this 2020 map look like the 1947 map? That's impossible.
You know, restoration, you might think about a chair that you got from your grandparents.
Clint Wilson, dean of LSU's College of the Coast Environment.
Oh, we're going to restore that chair. So it's going to look like it did when my grandparents bought the chair in whatever year. Well, we can't do that.
So technically, we're not really restoring. But the implication is we are building land like it's supposed to build. And even more importantly, not destroying it. But that's too many words. So you say restoration.
Is there kind of a sustainable footprint that we can envision and then work towards? That's more the way I think about it, because we don't have the money. We don't have the resources in terms of the amount of sediment coming down the river. And then also you've got the anthropogenic footprint.
Meaning people, all our communities, industries. Don Bosch says we can't go back in time, but we can work with the river and with the laws of science.
We need to use these processes that stem from gravity, from physics and waters flowing downhill, geology, the erosion of rocks and the movement of sediment. Use that knowledge and use those understandings to help us rather than fighting them always, which in the past we have done.
This is what coastal restoration means. Mimic the Earth's natural processes to rebuild land and ecosystems. What coastal restoration doesn't mean is stop doing the things that got us here in the first place. Things like drilling for oil.
For some time, coastal restoration has been a nonpartisan issue.
Kellen LaCour-Conant is a restoration ecologist.
Everyone agrees, yeah, we need land to live, to operate our businesses on. We need protection from storms. But those great, great coastal restoration projects will only buy us so much time.
Kellen's worked for the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority and for the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana. And Kellen thinks coastal restoration doesn't get at the root of the problem.
There is a disharmony between society and the environment. From where I'm standing, coastal restoration, if it's approached in just a way of damage control and buying time, and it's not addressing extraction or unsustainable industry practices, then it's really just a band-aid on a gunshot wound.
You're trying to both do new things and undo old ones, and it's not enough just to snap your fingers and say, make this go away or make this happen. You cannot regulate your way back to sustainability, but you also can't get to sustainability without regulating people's behavior going forward. The road to a healthy coast is not paved with good intentions. It requires conduct.
Next on Wetlands Radio, conduct.
Our citizens are looking for the confidence that comes only from a strong and safe system of protection.
That's next time on Wetlands Radio. Wetlands Radio was reported and produced by me, Eve Abrams. Editing help from Rosemary Westwood, Garrett Hazelwood, Rachel Berg, Anne Gislason, Melody Chang, Marie Lovejoy, and Lane Kaplan-Levinson. Original music was written and performed by Greg Schatz. Mastering by Evan Satanovich. Thanks to our partners, BitNep, the Barataria Terrebonne National Estuary Program, and WWNO, New Orleans Public Radio. To hear all 12 episodes in Wetlands Radio, head to wwno.org or bitnep.org. That's btnep.org. Thank you for listening.